Hello, I'm on the air. This is Kathy Cook, also known as Bright Lights Pathfinders. We will be bridging some wisdom tonight with just myself. Michael is indisposed, and he will be back next week, I'm sure. I have a very, very wonderful affirmation of a meditation to share with you guys. But first, I would like to share my Uncle Ron Nordman, the composer's Joan of Arc, the planned marriage. Seth, would you play that for me, please? Can you hear me, Seth? I cannot to know it. We're having a little bit of technical difficulty with my computer tonight. So, Seth, if you could let me know if you're playing that song or if we're on air. Well, just in case we are on air, we're going to be discussing the Pearl Meditation that we did a couple of weeks ago. And some findings that I have found out in the past couple of days that coincide with it that just will blow your mind. It blew mine. I just need to know, Seth. Seth, can you hear me? I am not getting any feedback. Don't even. Ron Nordman, and it was a piece that he composed, every single piece of Joan of Arc and marriage as this love. Tonight, we're going to talk about the Pearl Meditation, Finding the Fire. This is a
February 20th, 2012. We have a leap year, so leap into the squadron, jump with me. And send prayers out to Michael, and Michael and I both, because he's supposed to be here on the 8th of March. And he is feeling a little under the weather again tonight. So here we go. I want to play a little injection of, it's called, if you want to look at the page, I just started it. It's http://bridgingwisdom, all one word, bridgingwisdom.com. This is going to be amazing. I'm amazed because, here we go. Let me just play this part. See, it's an archive from 1:17:12 of BBS Radio. Here we go.
Hello, we are on the air. This is Kathy Cook.
And Michael Goger.
We're going to be bringing some wisdom tonight. I want to say, Michael, it's great to be back. We had an archive play last week. And it's just been an amazing transition here, ejection out into the universe.
Yeah, but what do you have to say?
Yeah, I feel like I've been ejected out of the world, out of my ship. And he said that's a good new phrase to say.
For the new age, you forget. Instead of tune in and turn on.
Or he thought, you know, ascending, I feel like I've been ejected. It's a weird, it's been a, not weird, but it's like, it's such a different feeling from, it was December the 19th. When I saw that different cloud figures, you remember? And I said, it feels like the rapture.
Yes.
And it's just so, almost so calm. It's just, it's tranquil. But then I get into these moods of extreme aggravation. When somebody doesn't get it right, or somebody, you know, we're not aggravated. But it's like, wait, it's so fine-tuned, you got to get it right. You know, even if somebody, like an example, somebody said love and life. I said it's love and life. But why is it love? It's already done. They're doing the same as you're doing spirituality because they're evenly young. It's like marriage. And, you know, I got a lot of responses of, well, that's so trivial. And, and I was like, man, you can't just be saying. And, or, you know what I mean? And I should just let that roll, but really, should I really let that roll? If we're to get there, to our English mind, so where we're supposed to go, you've got to be precise.
Yeah, and give credit where credit's due, and also teach and share, mm-hmm. Teach the expansion.
I'm going to move into the archive of 1:17:12. At bbsradio.com, session one is technical. As I explain a meditation to my son, listen up and tune in. There's more to come. Yesterday, an active listening audience, I was doing my meditation. I listened to BBS music. And usually I go into my heart and throw them off and shoot out of my crown chakra to just kind of check out. And I'll go into the lodge, I dive as if I'm going down into the depths of the sea and start swimming around. And I always go to Atlanta for some reason, or some city down there, but this time people were there, we were dancing and playing. But then I opened my eyes into my living area that I always sit in my little nest, as Michael calls it. And it was as if the room, the air, everything was the water. It was the first time I transcended from actually in my thought process into actual physical process. And then I was a fish, and I was breathing out of my neck with my gills and on the sides, and then I turned into, you know, dolphin and all these different fish under the sea. In its depths of the sea. Then I became an oyster was bigger than the world, and it was a white pearl was in the center of it, and the white pearl was actually in the center of the earth, new Earth mother of Pearl. You know, Earth mother of Pearl. I appreciate, Michael, and active listening audience, that it's the pearly gate, you know, what you hear about heaven. And so it made a lot of sense after I figured it out, you know what I mean? But then I transcended up and out and balanced the new earth and spun up and shone over the stars and just shone over the further than I've ever gone, and then just dove right back down into the water and always clicked my fingers to come out. But it's a really great sensation. It was beautiful.
Well, just off the top of my head, you got the fish as a sign for Christianity. The age of Aquarius. You got science, life. My arrow folks are connected to the ocean. So you got a lot there. And the pearly gates of heaven.
And the only thing that was missing was the fire. Because it was earth, wind, and, you know, earth, air, and hot, and water.
Now, today's date is February the 28th, 2012. It's 5:11 a.m. I was searching around the internet, just looking at the site that I had found the other day, like 2 days ago. And the site that I found was called soul-guidance.com. I did post that on the CNC newsletter. And I remember that day I couldn't use my voice with the coffee yet. I couldn't pay. But just the name for the article on the CNT newsletter, I don't have any voice, but this is very fun. But anyway, the hymn of Judas Thomas the Apostle and the country of Indians found the fire. The story goes on in India, which is the pearl that lies in the sea, hard by the loud breathing serpent. Now, the pearl down there in that water, the serpent. What is this? In Chinese, here it is the ear of the dragon, water dragon. Y'all listen up and tune in. And if you want to, the way I do to search the rest of this whole thing is get even more of a affirmation of my meditation, I Google search the hymn of Jesus on the Apostle. Y'all listen up and tune in. This is a wait. This can't be cool. Bright light staff.
Okay, that was something that I made to go along with the story. It's on bridgingwisdom.com. Now, according to that meditation, I swam really deep into the water. And we'll let you follow through. But as Michael said, the earth, the wind, and the water were there, and he was diagnosing what you know the symbols, because I was taking a huge pearl from the depths of the sea, and I became that huge pearl, and I placed it up into the earth, into the center of the earth. It became the center of the earth. And the earth shedded its skin. So isn't the serpent or the dragon or whatever that was down there, isn't that representing fire? Because don't dragons breathe fire? So listen to this. It's a YouTube. It's going to have a little bit of music behind it, but I am going to be reading it. Okay, here it comes. Now, y'all know we're at the year of the water dragon in Chinese. It says, a song of the pearl, a modern adaptation to the ancient Gnostic text. When I was a child, I dwelled in my father and mother's house in the kingdom of light. One day, my parents took off my glittering robe and gave me provisions and sent me forth. They wrote in my heart that it might be not be forgotten to go down into the created world and bring back the one pearl which is in the midst of the sea around a loud-breathing serpent. then you can put your glitter robe on again and enter into our kingdom. I went down with two guardians, for the way was dangerous and difficult. And I was very young to travel it. I went down all the way into the created world, and my companions parted from me. I went straight to the servant. I dwelled in his abode, waiting till he should slumber and sleep, so I could take my pearl from him. While I was waiting, I dressed in the dress of the people, so they might not find out that I'm a stranger in their country, like alien. But in some way they found out that I was not one of them, and they dealt with me treacherously and gave me their food to eat. I forgot that I was a child of the light, and I served their rulers. Because of the burden of the oppression, I laid into a deep sleep, and I forgot the pearl which my parents had sent me. My parents in the kingdom of light were grieving for me. They wrote me a letter. Remember that you are a child of the light. Become aware of the slavery that you are in and the slavery masters that you are serving. And remember the pearl which you were sent to create to the created world, and come back and put on your brilliant robe. The king and queen of the light sealed a letter to themselves, by themselves, to their daughter, to keep the wicked ones and the rulers of the world from savaging it. It flew in the likeness of an eagle and landed beside me. At his voice and the sound of its rustling, I rose from my sleep. I took it up and I read it. I remembered that I was a child of royal parents, of noble birth. I remembered the pearl for which I had seen and had been sent, excuse me. I began to charm him, the terrible, loud-breathing serpent. I hushed him asleep and lulled him into a slumber, snatched the pearl away, and turned to go back to my parents' house. The filthy, unclean dress I stripped off and left it behind, and I took my way towards the light of my home. I went forth and left behind the world and all its rulers. Arriving home, I was ready to put on my bright red and glorious colors. The garment became like a mirror of myself. I saw all reflecting the all. By the robe, I participated in the all. For we were two in distinction, yet one in likeness. One in one in likeness. All over my robe, divine knowledge just poured over me. Love urged me to join my divine robe and become one. Once again, I was a child of the kingdom of light, and my parents rejoiced, and I was once again one. Now, this is the original Gnostic text of the Song of the Pearl. You can find it at www.soul-guidance.com/house-of-the-sun/M-pearl. Or just Google search like I did. I searched out soul guidance. But does this not? I just found this like 2 days ago, and the broadcast was a couple of weeks ago that I did on my meditations, because it was the first. I even told Don, the owner of BBS Radio, while being on freeway with Michael, about the guide meditation, because I became that big, huge pearl and had to snatch it up from the depths. To see, and it was like I was in some kind of
land like Atlantis or a town, a city, and everybody was dancing and singing. And I became that pearl and took it straight up to the center of the, toward the earth. And then the earth shed its skin. And what I was gathering during that time was that, you know, it was the pearly gates of heaven, or it was either, you know, like the new mother of pearl earth. Isn't that something? Now, it's that story. I mean, y'all, come on. We can go into the part where it's in the GNOSTIC Society Library, and it's called the Hymn of the Pearl. This is the hymn Judas Thomas, the apostle, in the country of the Indians. And it says the same basic thing, except for it goes on to tell, you know, the different colors of the robe and you know, this is just blowing my mind. Look, I'm going to part three. And when they made a contact, in my heart wrote it, not to forget it. If thou goest into Egypt, and then hence bring a pearl that lies in the depths of the sea, hard and loud breatheth the serpent, then shalt thou put on the robe and the mantle that goes upon it. And our brother, our second, shall be the heir in our kingdom. I left the east and went down to the corner. Couriers that went with me. The way was hard and dangerous, for I was too young to tread it. I traversed the borders in the maw of the eastern merchants, and I reached the land of Babel, and entered the walls of Sever Sky. Down further I went into Egypt, and from me parted my escort. This is the biblical part that I'm reading now. The other part was taken apart for the newer ways of thinking. It says, straight away I went to the serpent. Near to its lodge I settled to take away my pearl, which he slept with. Anyway, can you imagine the first time ever that I did not go from my heart? I went from my heart to my third eye and shot out my crown chakra. And that's how I go with my meditation. And I go deep, and I don't know where or what I'm doing, but this one was so strong that when I opened my eyes, it was so amazing. And in my living room, I literally saw exactly what I was doing. Everybody, I just want to say that it's, you know, it's time. These angels are with us, and it's just quite an amazing journey here. It's just to get so centered and to be able to go within yourself like that, I'm quite amazed. So many of my meditations are becoming evident. And like Michael said, he said that the water represented Christianity, or, you know, like the fish. And then we had the air that we breathed, which, you know, like God breathed into us. And because I went through the air to take the pearl up, that I was actually the pearl. That's what's strange. And then we had the, you know, the earth, water, and air. And I kept saying, but Michael, we didn't have the fire. But we did have the fire because the serpent in the meditations was holding. I thought it was like an oyster swirled up. I couldn't see what it was. And, whew, and then I said the earth shedded its skin, so that goes to show you that it was with the serpent. We are love. Through my telephone, I hope you all can hear me well enough. And I just want to send out love and hugs to my darling Michael. And that he'll be back next week. And hopefully he'll be here on Wednesday. If anybody wants to call in, feel free to open the lines down, Seth. I do know that you said that I had a call or two. But I just wanted to share that with you guys. I just want you to get the degree of what meditations can actually do. They give you real messages, because I didn't find this until the day before yesterday, and then I started studying it again this morning. I went, oh my God, that is the dream that I had, the meditation. So you see, you never know where you're going to end up. I tell you, it's a hard time right now, everybody's having a little bit of difficult times on their computer systems. I know I am. As well as communications and relationships and economy because of what's going on. I heard that the sun had three huge flares shoot off this week, past week, and that they were bigger than the sun. And we have Mercury going into retro. It's had a volcano erupt. And we also have two more planets going into retro. So y'all hold on to your hats. This is a huge quadrum jump we're doing right here for this leap year. This is the 28th, and tonight to the 29th, we are leaping hard. And I hope that I have helped many of you. What I do for meditations, let me just give you a rundown. I close my eyes. When I first started, I would just say one word like light, light, light. But the thing is you want to get your mind under control to where it's not controlling your thoughts. And what you do is just breathe real deep and just say one word. And if a thought comes into your head that is something that, like, oh, I got to get stuff or, you know, trivial thing, and just say, I will think about you thought, acknowledge the thought, because it'll keep coming back. If you acknowledge the thought and tell the thought that you will write about it in 5 minutes or do it in 5 minutes, or be back to it in 5 minutes, it'll go away for you to continue your meditations and then go back to the word light, light, or the starry light, or whatever word you want. You can even spew into a candle. But what I ended up doing is I adjust my forehead like a rearview mirror in a car, and the lights, which our eyes are in the back of our heads, so they flash right into the third eye, okay? So I visualize the second part of my step in meditations of learning to start seeing visions is that my third eye, my forehead was a rearview mirror, and I adjusted it so that I could see bright lights coming in behind it. And then I looked up and my eyes shut, looked up into the center of my forehead, and I started to see little blood visions. Now I just see full-blown church, you know, like a movie, like I just explained. It's amazing. Now, a couple of months ago, well, it was last September, I had a dream about, I saw a big, huge eagle. It was white with gold trim, but I couldn't see the gold trim from where I was on Earth. And it was flying through the sky. And the godmother of my children, Mady, woo-hoo, she helped me interpret this dream, but now there's more to it because when I flew up there in my nightgown, and I saw that there was a castle of like castles being built. They looked like India castles. Like on the archive, I think it was the 25th of September, 2010. Anyway, I'm going to shorten this up, this vision, this meditation, because anyway, it was a big raft, but the eagle was strapped down to the far left peg, and it wanted to be there, and it was pulling a man, a woman, and a child. Okay? So think of that as the father, the mother, and that daughter. But I flew up and I said to the lady, I said, aren't you afraid that your child will fall off the raft because it didn't have any time? She says, no, we just have that faith. We just know we're okay. And the eagle was bigger than an airplane, but it wasn't, but it was. And I wanted to go over there to the place where those India castles were being built, but there was about four of them, and they had castles on them, round stones, and I knew not to go to the right side of my vision and to stay on that raft. So all of a sudden, I went, another child came up and said she wanted to be a part of it. And I said, well, wait. I said, what are you doing here? And she said, because I can. And I went back down to my mother on Earth, and she placed an orchid in my hair and pulled it back. And in the center of the orchid, there was five little baby orchids, like its center. And I flew back up knowing that no one should touch it. But that other person was the same as me, just like in that last meditation that I just shared with you, where the daughter got the pearl and she put on the robe, she saw the mirror of herself whiteness, just like in this meditation 2 years ago. I saw two of me, but I didn't know it was me at the time, and we had on our pajamas. What do you do? But you put your robe on over your pajamas. Anyway, I ended up on top of the rats, a big rat that eagle was flying, and I saw these pirates on the far side of the raft. The wooden raft, plain. And the pirates just acknowledged me, and I acknowledged them in respect. It was like, I respect you, you respect me. And the pirates, I don't know, what are they? They hide in coves, they go deep into the sea. Maybe pirates ship down at the bottom of the sea, and that's where all the dances like spirits were in the meditation the other day. And then the eagle was totally trimmed in short gold, like the gold flicks would fall off as it flew. And I walked over with my other person self, and there was white chairs lined up, and I was stepping out of the raft onto the chairs, kind of like what would be in a wedding. And there was a pack, the chairs were a little bit wet, and this man that was on the raft, the man, he started stepping on the chairs. I said, wait, you're getting them all dirty. And he says, that's not going to affect you. He says, it's nothing to even be bothered with. He says, I've got to get over. I've got to get in my spot. And I told the matey that, I said, there was a pack of Newport cigarettes underneath the chair and a book. And she says, well, maybe you're going to a Newport. Isn't that something? Because that's exactly what this whole thing is about. Our Earth going into a new Earth. Into a new port, into the squadron jump. Now, I'm going to tell you, meditations give you exactly what you're listening for, as the prayers give you exactly what you're asking for. And the other day, I had another meditation that I shared on air, and it was I didn't think it was a real meditation. I kept saying, no, you're not even supposed to be here. This is, I'm not supposed to be thinking this, because it was the motorcycle. It was a couple of months ago, I ran into my girlfriend, Nellie, that lived behind me when my kids were growing up in Charlotte, North Carolina. And before I ran into her, I kept thinking of her in the motorcycle. And I started thinking of the motorcycle, and my other neighbor, Smith, with the motorcycle. And lo and behold, did I end up lost and went into a restaurant, and there was the woman that used to be my neighbor, Nellie, that rode the motorcycle. And we got along great, and I mean, we were so excited. She told me she had her sister died of pancreatic cancer, and she went and got checked just in case, because they were carriers, and sure enough, she had it. And now her sister is the head of all the pancreatic cancer societies. And the color's purple. And the reason I kept seeing my neighbors, the Smiths, is that they build bicycles. They're called Soft Spoken. And ironically, that day, Michael got a call from the Cancer Society up in New York, in Hunter Mountain, that puts on the cancer, you know, sponsors the event, says it's to raise money. And it's about, you know, riding bikes, what's that called? Michael Cox, but anyway, it's something for the cause. Anyway, Mike's going to be doing that with a bunch of people, as well as being on a Point Lookout with Lois P. Martin and Lori and several other people on the 31st of March. You're going to have to look up Michael's email address, email him for the information. That's michael_gover1@yahoo.com, or just Google searching, because you will find the information there, or go to Lois E. Martin, I believe, or Google her, or number speak, and you'll find the information there. But I just think that's just really amazing, that I dreamed that meditation so connected to Michael, and this lady is in charge of all the cancer when he comes to live down here, for him to continue to do his dream, which is raising money for cancer and, you know, or the fire department or whatever. I do want to say that it's been a rough one. My family's been really sick, and I ask for prayers for them. I ask for prayers for Michael and I to continue to be okay with our lives being so far apart. It is so tough on us. Wish you guys have heard our archives when he has to leave and how hard it is to tear apart one another because of the depth of our care and love for each other. Now, I'm going to be opening up a show. It's going to have all these phone lines. I'm going to have branded radio show at Blog Talk Radio on Saturday. So Saturday, everybody, I'll let you know more about that as it's in the works now. And also, I might be going to terrestrial radio stations. So I'm growing. And that is exactly what Michael gave me as an affirmation, that I would be spreading my wings to other broadcasting companies. But BBS Radio is my home. Now, don't get me wrong. And I don't want to make this into a hardcore job. So we're going to pray about that. I've got so many opportunities and so many book offerings, but I don't want to write a book because I want to do my journal. I've got my artwork coming up and out, and it's like 20-dimensional. You can turn it any which way you want, and you can get a picture out of it any different given time, as well as some of my photography. If you go to my profile page at BBS Radio at the time slot, Bridging Wisdom, Kathy Cook, that'll take you to my profile page, my Michael's profile page. You scroll around to the bottom underneath my picture, it'll say Kathy Cook Creation 3C, and you can click on that and get to Bridging Wisdom. Please email me, anyone that has any questions, or I'm going to start deep root readings up. Everybody knows, most of the people, especially around here, I go in deep. I go in real deep, and I pull up personality and split soul retrieval because it's something that I've been trained in for generations as a shaman. I want to thank everybody that's listening tonight, all the support that you've given me, because without you guys and the feelings of beautiful energy that you share with me, I wouldn't be where I am today and the growth in my spirit, which is still growing so much. But I would not have dedicated so deeply, because I've been a monk for like 8 years or none, but I've been with CBS Radio since 2006. As it first started out as Bright Lights Pathfinders. Now you can Google search Bright Lights with an S Pathfinders and type in any word you're seeking, and a lot of my work is out there, but a lot of it I have taken down. Or you can Google Kathy Hill Cook for Bridging Wisdom or Kathy and Michael. And please get in touch, because the deep root readings take a good while. They're not just a day long. They're a couple of sessions long, and I have never charged for them. I don't know how to charge for them, and I probably will never charge for them, because it's information that the Creator, the knowing, has given to me to give them. And I'm being told to pull that back out and get back out there and help people. So with that, I don't know what else to tell you guys, because I was not prepared. I thought I was going to have Michael here with me to talk, but I can tell you what today's meditation is. And hold on a minute. I'll get that for you. I read a meditation book, the Declarations of Spiritual Warfare, and today's date is the 28th. So let's see what it says. It coincides with this meditation, it says, the blood of my son breaks the power of sin and iniquity. I am the light, and in me there is no darkness at all. You cannot walk in darkness and have fellowship with me. But my blood of my son, Jesus, has purified you from all sin and enabled you to walk in the light and have fellowship with me. Trust in my son's sacrifice of blood. And if you will come, confess your sins, I will be faithful and just and forgive you and all of your sins and purify you from your unrighteousness. God, I should ask to do this much. Do not fear what the accuser or my servant can do to you. For you have been given the power to triumph over him through the blood of the Lamb and through the word of my testimony. Hold fast to your testimony about the power and the blood of my son Jesus. And this is the daily prayer. I am bold boldness. I have boldness to enter your presence through the blood of your Son. I have received deliverance through your blood, and it gives me victory. I rebuke Satan, the accuser of the brethren, through the blood of Jesus, and I command all accusers to depart, and I rebuke and cast out any spirit of slander and accusation. Boy, did I need that, because that's what I was going through for the past couple of days, is I felt, and I was showing some slanderous, you know, demeaning my name and who I am, and it doesn't really matter because the light always wins in the end, and I keep my vessel as light and white as I can. However, I do have a temper when I'm pushed to the max and falsely accused of things. So, but I am sorry that I had that feeling in my heart, and I ask forgiveness from anyone, all people, places, and things from this moment past. And I forgive myself, and I ask the Lord Jesus to forgive me. And with that, Beth, I'm going to go off the air because my dog is really having a hard time. She's got to go outside and go to bed. And anyway, I wasn't prepared for this to be a short broadcast. I'll see you next week, hopefully with Michael. He'll be here the next day. So let's listen up and tune in to Station 1. And next coming up is Spirit Revolution. Really great show. I'll talk to you later, and God bless. Many, many peace of prosperity, wondrous goodness within your heart of all things, and bless all that are out there. And let's have peace in this world, and let's have peace in our hearts, and know who loves you. I love you. And with that, we're off the air. Bye-bye, everybody.